This is Andy Hanasek, and I'm live here at PAC Expo on the final day of PAC Expo. It's been a great show, and this is the third episode in our PMMI podcast series. I'm here with Tom Egan, Vice President of Industry Services and Membership for PMMI, and today we're going to talk about taking down the silos, processing, packaging, and marketing teams work together to build successful brands. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Great.
We will get right into it. First off, why don't you explain for listeners just in brief what you mean by taking down the silos?
That's a good start, Andy. When we talk about taking down the silos, we've looked and done our research, and I think we've referenced it in one or two other podcasts, that the importance is that the need to go to market very quickly and very effectively is paramount in today's consumer marketplace. In order to be effective to do that, the processing teams and the packaging teams are now really obliterating. They are just removing that line that used to be, hey, we're in processing until it gets to the primary package and then you take it from there. And the real push there is to understand what it is that the processing team is bringing in terms of the ingredients, in terms of the protein that may be going into the package, and how that protein needs to be protected as it goes into the primary package and then, of course, into secondary packaging and throughout. So let's tear down the walls. Let's have an open exchange of information so that any little bit of knowledge that someone can contribute to help us be quicker to market and have a more effective package for the consumer and the retailer is a good move forward.
Okay. Now, we were going to talk about some examples of brands that are maybe taking advantage of this, but offline we talked about an example or two that you've actually seen here at the show of this taking down the silos. Can you share with our listeners some of that information?
Sure. I have one great example. PMMI started a program early in 2011 called the Alliance for Innovation and Operational Excellence. It's an opportunity for small, medium, and large CPG firms to come together and address common needs and develop ideas around best practices. During a presentation on Monday here at PAC Expo, a gentleman from Utz Snacks talked about what they started with, which admittedly was a couple decades ago, but now, today, the range of products that they had in 1978, I think his example was, they were in a tin and they had one type of plain chip, one type of barbecue chip. They now have 9 different types of plain chips and 8 different types of barbecue chips. 8 different types, all barbecue chips. So what he was talking about and what we're relating to here about the silos is there's an ingredient mix that goes into that, and then as it goes in through the packaging process, you need to make sure that the package will protect the product that you have, that it'll keep the freshness associated with it. So whether it's in baking and snack or whether we have it in a protein, we need to take what that mix is and bring it forward.
And the whole team has to work together to make that happen, basically.
They do need to work together. You start thinking about 8 different types of a chip. I pick up barbecue chips, but I do know that there are Carolina-flavored barbecue chips, and there are hickory smoke-flavored. The idea here is that each one of those gets into the same looking package, but different sizes of packages. They have different ingredients. You need to promote that differentiation because otherwise the processing team is coming up with something that says this tastes just a little bit different for a regional audience, and yet the packaging is not promoting that or it's not protecting it to the degree that it needs to go.
Okay. Talk a little bit about how this translates, and you got into it a little bit with the example, how this translates to the meat and poultry industry. This is a wide-ranging idea that crosses food in general, but for our meat and poultry listeners, what would you say is kind of the key takeaway in terms of incorporating this into their brands and their private labeling efforts?
I think it goes across all different types of market segments, but one that we could probably talk about in the meat and poultry area are the ready-to-eat meals. The need that you have for both a portion control and a healthy mix of the vegetable and perhaps the dessert offering that you have in a ready-to-eat meal, that need to make it right for the customer, the right protein values, the right salt amount, all of the proper elements, and keep that meat and the ready-to-eat meal itself fresh so that when you and I as a consumer, and it keeps coming back to us, we're the consumers. We may be in this industry, but we're also consumers. And we keep coming back to that fact that I love this product, I want the product to be fresh, and I want it to be relevant to me. If I have it as a ready-to-eat for two people or four people or a single serve, hey, the processing team can say, we can make a 2-ounce serving, we can make a 4-ounce serving. But the packaging team has to come up with an effective, efficient way of packaging that and presenting it in the marketplace so that it can be successful.
What would you say, in general, food industry, meat industry, is the biggest hurdle to incorporating a taking down the silos approach?
I would say history, that element of this is not how we did it before, and companies are changing. The other element that I picked up here at PAC Expo during a couple of presentations by professionals in the food industry is that the changing workforce is having a great effect in terms of being able to bring in new people and being able to train them. So that tradition that we're talking about that's causing the silos to have existed or we're trying to get them broken down, that tradition may be going away, but what we need now are some are individuals that are coming into the workplace and can move easily among groups as those silos are coming down. Hey, I have friends over here on the packaging team. I have friends on the packaging line. I know someone else that's over there in brand development. I know someone else that's in the protein processing area. They told me about this idea. Let's go talk to them. That whole element of not just bringing in a new workforce, because as the Gen Xers and Gen Ys come in, and even the millennials, the Gen Xers and Gen Ys right now, we want to say, well, the tradition may be going away because there's new individuals, new professionals coming into the marketplace. But having said that, it's still that element of getting those with the knowledge that have been in the business for a number of years to cross over the line and to share what they know and how they know best to manufacture a product or to mix ingredients so that the packagers can do what they need to do.
Yeah, and some of my visits to plants and companies, that seems to be a real challenge, is getting that knowledge out of the old guard, out of their brain, and figuring out a way to collect data and the knowledge and have it, you know, for everyone, number one, that's currently working. And, you know, someday those folks are going to retire, and if those folks don't pass on that knowledge or they don't collect that data somehow, it's going to be lost, and they're going to have to, in a sense, start from scratch. So this makes a lot of sense in that respect.
It does, and you've been in plants. You mentioned that a minute ago in the podcast. What you see now are team rooms that are in the middle of the plant. It's where the teams collect in the middle of the plant, and now you're exchanging ideas with somebody. You're both at the same facility. You're taking a break. Somebody's saying, hey, I saw this new thing, or we have a new machine, and here's what it's doing. One gentleman I can relate, they started to talk about a sustainability project. This goes back about 6 months, again, in a meeting of the Alliance. And he talked about when he was seasoning meat. And because of the seasoning and trim sequence, they were seasoning and then they were trimming and throwing away some of the seasoning. They found out that by going back and getting the team together, they reversed the sequence and now they trim and then season, saving a lot of money.
Yeah.
Great. It seems so simple. Part of that, I won't say is specifically because of a team room meeting, but it's that idea that we get more and more individuals together, they have a knowledge of a process, and as they go forward with their knowledge and learn from others of their peers in the plant and at even at events like PAC Expo, other professionals, they take back to their own business and say, hey, this is something that can help us.
Great information as always, Tom. Very valuable to our listeners. Is there anything you wanted to add, anything else at PAC Expo around this that you wanted to add that you saw or heard? Anything else at all?
I'll do a quick wrap. I think I mentioned it as we were walking over. A kind of an overriding theme that I see from PAC Expo, and I've talked with one or two of my peers, has been a word, and I'll say solutions. And you say, well, that's not new. It's really more the element of that because of all of the pressures that we have in order to bring a product quickly and effectively to market, you need to not only break down those silos, you need a series of machines and solutions that are right for your process. They need to fit in the line, but instead of just fitting in the line, it needs to handle three different SKUs that the first machine never had to do. We need to be able to be flexible and modular enough so that, for example, in all the cleaning processes, you've got Module B that exactly replaces Module A. Module B has already been cleaned, pull Module A out, put Module B in. I think at PAC Expo, you've seen a number of exhibitors that are offering those, and it says, you have a need, tell me about it. I think I've got a way to help you. So it's been a nice 3 days. We're very pleased. We hope that everyone that attended it was able to gain the benefit that from the show that they expected. And we'll look forward to start working for 2012 at PAC Expo in Chicago.